Welcome to Community Focus, a public affairs presentation of WCTN Radio, focusing on issues that affect Montgomery County and the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. The views expressed on Community Focus do not necessarily represent the management, staff, or advertisers of WCTN. I'm really happy to have back in our studios again Bruce McBarnett, Esquire. He is the fundraising volunteer for Charlie's Place. And where exactly is Charlie's Place? We're in Washington, D.C., but what part?
Yes, Karen. It's in Washington, D.C., very close to DuPont Circle, okay. About 3 blocks north of DuPont Circle at 1830 Connecticut Avenue, right across the street from the Washington Hilton.
Sure. Okay. Everybody knows where that is. And Charlie's Place is part of St. Margaret's.
That's right.
And let's talk about what you're all about.
Charlie's Place is a homeless service center. What we do, Karen, is we provide food, social services, legal services, nursing services, social services, as well as classes for homeless men and women in the D.C. metropolitan area, particularly around the neighborhoods of Adams Morgan, Mount Pleasant, and the DuPont Circle area. We also distribute baked goods that are donated to us to about 8 other homeless service centers in the D.C. metropolitan area. We also send speakers to speak to schools, colleges, radio stations, and also to community groups about solutions to homelessness and why people should get involved in volunteerism and community service.
That's great. And you guys have been around for quite a few years now, and Montgomery County residents will be familiar with the founder. It wasn't called Charlie's Place originally, but it was named after him. His name is Charlie Gilchrist, and he was a former...
That's right. He was a former associate rector over at St. Margaret's Episcopal Church.
And politically, even before that, he was Montgomery County's county executive.
That's right. He had a very successful political career as county executive. And in fact, many people were encouraging him to run as a governor of the state of Maryland. In fact, many people anticipated that he would do that and win. However, he had a change of heart and felt that God was moving him in another direction and decided to go into the ministry. And one of the first parishes that he became an associate rector at graduating from seminary school was St. Margaret's Church, located at 1830 Connecticut Avenue. And being right there in the heart of DuPont Circle and the Adams Morgan and Mount Pleasant area, he realized that there was a great need for homeless services, particularly for people from a Spanish-speaking background. There are many people from Spanish-speaking backgrounds that live in that area or that frequent that area who are homeless and who have difficulty being able to adjust to our society because many of them have language difficulties. So he started a program. At the time, it was called the Homeless Breakfast Program of St. Margaret's Church.
And what year was this? Let's begin.
Yes, this was back in 1990 when he started Charlie's Place. And as I say, it was the St. Margaret's was the Homeless Breakfast Program of St. Margaret's Church at the time. And what he did was he set up this program that was entirely run by volunteers, which provided breakfast to homeless people. And then after he left St. Margaret's to go on to other parishes, the program started to expand, and we started to include other services as well. For example, we added on social services, where we have a social worker who works with our people with their various types of social problem needs, such as assisting them in finding housing and finding employment and referring them to various services that can assist them with their medical needs, with their drug and alcohol rehabilitation needs, and also services to assist them in getting their immigration paperwork together. Also, we added on a street outreach worker by the name of Ross Weisinger, who in fact was a former client of Charlie's Place at one time. And he goes out into the streets and serves people where they can be found. In other words, we don't have to rely upon people coming to Charlie's Place. We can actually go out and help them where they are comfortable. And he makes sure that they have blankets to make sure that they're warm and that they don't suffer from hyperthermia. Also, he make sure that they are aware of the services that we provide at Charlie's Place and encourages them to come in for more extensive services.
Which we is a challenge sometimes.
That's right. That's right. That's one of the reasons that having an outreach worker is so important.
Sure.
Because one of the big steps in dealing with homeless people is convincing them that it's important for them to get out of the state of homelessness.
Yeah.
Of course, many of them are there involuntarily, but what often happens is they lose a lot of self-esteem once
sure.
they become homeless. And the problems become very overwhelming. If they weren't overwhelming before they became homeless, they certainly become overwhelming once they do become homeless, because then they don't have an address, they don't have a telephone number, then as a result, even if they wanted to get a job, they don't have a place for people to contact them, they can't even go in on an interview because they don't have any resources for being able to keep their clothes
and
in good order.
And isn't there also, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, isn't there also a tendency for mistrust?
That's
and
right.
feeling like shelters might not be really safer than on the street.
That's correct. That's another big issue with homeless
mm-hmm.
people. They're used to people ostracizing them.
Yeah.
They're used to people shooing them along and saying, get out of here. So they're very suspicious of people
yeah.
who come out and approach them. They're not used to people treating them nicely. And also, they are sometimes suspicious of shelters. Unfortunately, some of the homeless shelters that are out there have not treated homeless people in the way that they would like to be treated, and in fact sometimes are dangerous because homeless people sometimes rob from each other.
Yeah.
And when the only thing that you have is a jacket that you can put on your back, that jacket becomes extremely valuable,
sure.
and to have somebody take that is like for us somebody totaling our car,
wow,
and they don't
yeah.
have insurance on their jacket. So
right. Right.
it's a very important thing for homeless people to overcome, and that is the element of trust
sure.
they have in the provider that is trying to give them services. Also, another thing that we do to reach out to the community is we send speakers to speak on the subject of solutions to homelessness. This is our way of teaching people how to get involved, how to help address the issue, and most importantly, how to get involved in their communities, how they can give back to the society which has given back so much to them. And in this way, by everybody working together, we can more effectively deal with this whole issue of homelessness. And we can more effectively deal with other issues that affect our society that are so dependent upon
sure.
volunteers stepping forward and taking the leadership. And we've spoken to a number of schools on this subject, and we've been very well received, in fact.
I was going to ask you that. How have the young people responded to your presentations?
They're very enthusiastic. Homelessness is an issue that is very much on their minds
sure.
because... they look out in society and they see all this affluence and all the great things that we have been able to achieve as a city and also as a country. And then they wonder, well, why is it that over 25,000 people per year are homeless at one point or another in the D.C. metropolitan area during the course of the year? Why is it that over 750,000 people in the country are homeless? And they begin to wonder, why is this the case, and what are we doing or not doing as a society to address these issues?
Can we touch on that just a second, the causes of homelessness? We've talked about some of the effects and how hard it is sometimes to even get help to them because they won't accept it, but how do most of them get there?
That's a good question, and this is something that's very important for people to appreciate, that homelessness is not just a matter of somebody losing a home. Homelessness is very often a symptom of a more serious problem that people are dealing with. And some of the reasons that people end up homeless is that, number one, and probably a very significant problem, particularly with respect to the population that we at Charlie's Place serves, is the issue of drug abuse and alcohol
mm-hmm.
abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Very often when people get hooked on these substances, their money starts going to that, and as a result they don't have the money necessary for their mortgage or for their rent. Another serious problem deals with health issues.
Mm.
Sometimes there are people who don't have health insurance, and if they get seriously ill, they're in a position where they do not have the money to pay for their medical expenses, which could easily result in their being homeless. if they're not able to keep up with their payments. Another big issue is regarding health would be mental health issues. Mm-hmm. Mental health issues are very serious for homeless people. And some people become homeless because they need mental health services and can't get them. A lot of mental health organizations that used to house people who needed assistance with mental health have now been discharging their patients out on the street. It's mm-hmm. been a trend that's been taking place ever since the 1980s, particularly as the government started to cut back yeah. on providing funding to mental institutions. So there are a lot of people walking around on the streets who really should be getting the attention of a professional organization that provides assistance to mental health people. And in fact, one of the things that our director, Mary Siebel, has been great at doing for us is getting the Washington, D.C. Department of Mental Health to send counselors down to visit and work with our homeless population. And in addition to that, we have a number of other service providers that come to Charlie's Place to provide services. Our rector, Susan Blue, at St. Margaret's Episcopal Church has been fantastic in providing the atmosphere that allows us to be able to tap into so many resources of services that are available. For example, we have the Washington Legal Clinic for the Homeless comes down and visits us. We have various professionals who come and visit to speak on issues of health and also on issues of employment. We also collaborate with a number of churches in the area. For example, St. Columbo's Church provides a water ministry that our people take advantage of, and also Christ Church provides some assistance with respect to assisting individuals with their drug and rehabilitation problems.
Bruce, this can almost seem overwhelming to a degree for a person who sees the problem and says, this is just so big. How can we really make a difference? But then we hear about places like Charlie's Place. You know the people. You have people who have gotten off the streets and they're helping other people off the streets. You know, this is where we need to focus our attention and encourage. And that's one of the exciting things you had to say also today. I don't want to miss this before we have to go here. Mm-hmm. The fact that folks can help out and support Charlie's Place by being part of the Help the Homeless Walkathon. That's coming up in November. Tell us a little bit about that briefly.
Yes, the Help the Homeless Walkathon is a walkathon that's organized by the Fannie Mae Foundation, and it's going to be November 23rd on the National Mall. And individuals who'd like to participate can get a registration form by calling Charlie's Place at area code 202-232-3066. The walkathon not only will be benefiting Charlie's Place, but over 174 other homeless service organizations in the D.C. metropolitan area. Also, there are a series of other walks that are being organized and that can be organized at schools. And if people are interested in organizing a walk at their school, they can give Charlie's Place a call at area code 202-232-3066.
That's a great idea. You could help out. But if folks want to sign up for the walkathon and have the money go directly to Charlie's Place, they need to designate it. So an easy way to register if you decide you want to be a part of this Help the Homeless Walkathon and if you want to support Charlie's Place, go to this website, www.helpthehomeless.dc.org, and then when they ask you to designate, you can choose agency code, and this is what you'll enter, CPSM, that stands for Charlie's Place, St. Margaret's. That's the agency code CPSM. And volunteers opportunities also at Charlie's Place year-round. And if folks want to help out at the walkathon, you could use some help too, right?
Yes, we could use some help in organizing the walkathon, and they can call us at area code 202-232-3066. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Bruce. God bless. Community Focus is a public affairs presentation of WCTN Radio.